We're up to Sadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. It's about five lines from the bottom. Mirshus Harabim, Lushus Harabim, Vrishus HaYochid Be'emtza. Here is the case where you are throwing something from Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and it passes through a Rishus HaYochid. So it starts in one Rishus HaRabim, ends in another Rishus HaRabim, but passes through a Rishus HaYochid. Rebbe Mechayiv, Chachomim Potim. Rebbe says you're Chayiv in that case, and Rabbanan say you're Potter. Because according to the Rabbanan, simply, you made an Akir in Rishus HaRabim, you made a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, you didn't go for Amos in Rishus HaRabim, so there's no Hotzoa or Hachnosa, because the Akir and the Hanoch were both in Rishus HaRabim. There's no Mavir, because you didn't go for Amos. And the fact that it went through Rishus HaYochid is irrelevant over here. There was no Hanoch or Akir in Rishus HaYochid. So the Chacham hold your Potter, and Rebbe says your Chayiv. Ravu Shmuel, the Amrei Tarvayu, lo Chayiv Rebbe, Chiev Rebbe, ela Rishus HaYochid Mekora. When did Rebbe say your Chayiv? When you throw it through a tunnel. Rishus HaYochid that has a roof over it. Okay. So, the Amrin on Besa command the Malyadomi. Because there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it has a roof over it, it's considered like it's completely filled up. The Rishus HaYochid, Rashi says, since it's dark, and there's a lot of hevel, it's what's it called, it's considered like a full-up place. And therefore, as soon as it hit the Rishus HaYochid, it's like it stopped. And then it continued on. So you have a Kira from Rishus HaRabim, and a Hanoch in Rishus HaYochid, a imaginary Hanoch. Okay, we'll see in one second, that could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayiv two Chatos, because then you have an imaginary Akira, and another real Hanoch in the next Rishus HaRabim. So you have a Akira from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, and then, right now we'll leave it that, so you're Chayiv for that. Aval She'eino Mekora, lo. But if it wasn't, a roofed Rishus HaYochid, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're not Chayiv, because L'maisa, it didn't stop. Omer Rav Chana, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoya Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe held your Chayiv two Chatos. One for, Hotzah and Hachnasa, right? Because you took it from Rishus HaRabim and brought it into Rishus HaYochid. And then it imaginary stopped in Rishus HaYochid because the Rishus HaYochid was filled up because it's a roof thing. And then it took off again. And it went from Hotzah, from Rishus HaRabim to, from Rishus HaYochid. Right, Hotzah from Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaRabim. So you're Chayiv for Hachnasa and Hotzah. Achas Mishum Hotzah, Achas Mishum Hachnasa. You're Chayiv first one from bringing it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and then from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim again. See Rashi till here. Kiman Demoli, Mitoshu Choshech, Umoli Havla. Since it's all dark, and it's full of, I don't know what the hevel is here, but it's contained in a contained atmosphere. So it's considered like it's filled up, and therefore anything that comes into that Rishus HaYochid, even if it's not, if it's still moving, is considered like it's stopped. Avo She'eino Mekora Kegon Chatzar, if you threw into a yard that doesn't have a roof over it, then you're not Chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Kokashe, even according to Rebbe. The Kokashe Le Baha Da Agme Rabbe, right? So now the Gemara says like this. Yosef Rav Chana, the Kokashile. So Rav Chana asked now on this halacha. Okay? Rav Chana said the name of, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that Rebbe was Mechayiv two chatos in this case, where it's a roofed Rishus HaYochid. So now Rav Chana himself, Rashi says, had a question on what he said in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. The Memra, the Mechayiv Rebbe, I told of a Makomoth. How could you be two Mechayiv, two Chatos? You did two Malachos, but they're the same Av Malacha. Hachotza and Hachnasa are, are two different possibilities of the same Malacha. One's an Av, one's a Told. I don't know if they're real Toldas, but they're the same Malacha. So you only Chayiv one Chatos if you do the same Malacha twice. You're not Chayiv on a Told of a Makomoth. Right? So why would Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel say that Rebbe was Mechayev two chatos lemaisa for Hotzah and Hachnosa, the Helamechad, you only chayev one chatos? For Tanya, we have a brice that says Beferish, that Rebbe Omer, Dvorim hadvorim eila hadvorim, elu lametes malachos shenemer lemosha b'sina. Rebbe learned from this pasuk, Eila hadvorim asher tzivah Hashem lasos. These are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do. In other words, not to do on Shabbos. So he learns from this, dvorim would be two. They just said dvorim. Eila dvorim would mean two. It says hadvorim, right, adds another one, the hay. That's three. And Eila in Gematria is 36. So 36 plus 3 is 39. Here is a hint in the Torah to the 39 malachas that the Torah assert, shenem l'moshe b'sinai. And what they are halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But the fact that there are 39 is hinted to in the Torah. And the reason that Rebbe learned that there are 30, what's the difference between if there's 39 or there's 28 or whatever? Who cares the number? Why would the Torah tell me the number? To tell me that if you did them all, behelamecha, this is the amount of chatos that you could be chayiv. Like we had before. So that means that you're not chayiv on a toldah b'makomav. Because if you're chayiv on a toldah, when you do them together with the av, you can be chayiv many more than 39 malachim. You can be chayiv hundreds of chatos. The only way that you can only be chayiv 39 chatos, if you did all the malachas, is if you're only chayiv on the avos. And if you did an av and its toldah, you would not be chayiv another chatos. So the most chatos you could be chayiv for all the malachas you ever did on Shabbos is 39. Because either it's an av, or it's a told of one of those 39. If it's a told of one of the 39, you're not chayiv more. Rashi, Dvorim hadvorim eila hadvorim, gabi Shabbos, tuchsiv vayakil, eila hadvorim asher tzivua, dvorim mash matrein. Right? Dvorim would be two. Hey, mar bichad. The hadvorim adds one more. Hatlas, that's three. Eila the gematria talton the sheish. And eila in gematria is 36. So 36 and three, eilu lamates. Uminyana lamali. Why do I need to know a number of how many malachas there are, whatever number of malachas there are? Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to hint to me the number of malachas? Al korchuch ladas kama chatos adam mischayev behelam echad. To tell me how many different chatos a person would be chayev if he, in one forgetting, did all the malachas. Al ha-shavas. The ima chayev atol de makamav, you're chayev for toldos, together with the avos, behelam echad, have lutuva. Then there's the many, many more. So 39 is irrelevant. Only relevant if that's the most amount of malachas you could be chayiv for. And that's only shayich if you're only chayiv for avos, and all the toldos of those avos are bottled to the av legabe chatos. So how could you say Rebbe was mechayiv too? We're talking about hachnos and hotzah, which is a told and an av. You can only be chayiv one chatos. Omer le Rav Yosef, mara ho masni lo vakashalei, the Rebbe ad Rebbe, anon ad Rebbe Yehuda masninen, lo kashalan. You learn what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel on Rebbe, on this case of Rebbe, where you threw something into a roofed Rishus HaYochid, that Rebbe was Mechayiv too. And it's Hachnos and Hotzah, so he had a problem. He said, I learned what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel on a different thing, on something that Rav Yehuda said. And then there's no kash anymore. What? Which case? The Tanya. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, the Over Arba Amos, Rishus HaRabim. Okay, you were motzi something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and it went, you threw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and it went 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. So you have two things here. Hotzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and Havara Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Vechachomim Potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev, because he holds Kluta Kamisha Huncha, right? And it, what's it called, even though it didn't actually stop in Rishus HaRabim. But once it was niklat into the Rishus HaRabim, it's like it stopped. He holds Kluta Kamisha Huncha. And therefore he holds Yechayev. The Chachamim Potter, Chachamim Seir Potter, because it never came to rest in Rishus HaRabim. Actually. Okay. Rashi. Omer Leir of Yosef, Leir of Chana. Mar Masni, Lohadar of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Mechayev Hayu Rebbe, Shtayim, Ahadar Rebbe. The Kashle, the Rebbe, Adar Rebbe. Rav Yehuda, Lav, Aho, Amra. Ela Adar Yehuda, Masni, La. You made a mistake. What you heard Rav Yehuda saying the name of Shmuel was not said on this case of Rebbe. It was said on the case of Rav Yehuda. The lo kashile, the lo ashkacham bi'alma, the potter, Rav Yehuda, told him makamav. And now there's no more question. Because enochanami, Rebbe holds you not chayiv on a told him makamav. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you are chayiv and it's all the makamat. Now what's the case? Meshus hayochid usharam v'over dalam shirabim kodim shetanuach diika tarte hotzoa uzrika arba amos. You were motzei from Meshus hayochid to Meshus harabim, and you also were maver dalam amos and Meshus harabim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and here is where, what's it called, Rav Yosef said, here is where Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mechayiv Hoya Rebbe Yehuda Stein. Here, in this case, Rav Yehuda would be Mechayiv you two chatos. Achas Mishumotza, one because Kluta Kamisha Huncha, when you threw it into Rishus Aradin, it's like it stopped there, and therefore you were Chayiv for Hotzah, and now he continued on for Amos, and also considered then like it stopped. Right, and therefore you chayiv for havara too. Achas mishum hotzah, the achas mishum havara. The isol kadai to chada hu de mechayiv. Right, if you hold that you're only chayiv one according to Rabbi Yehuda, michlau the rabbanim patri legamrei. That means that the rabbanim hold your potter completely, not potter from two, but potter completely because Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv one. Ho afik lo mishu sayol shirabim. Lachari yulmaisi or motzi from mishu sayol. Wherever it landed. Eventually it landed in Rishus HaRabim, right? In other words, what happened is, it went into Rishus HaRabim, didn't stop immediately, and eventually stopped somewhere. So, what's it called, the Rabbanon, how could the Rabbanon hold your potter? Okay, you won't be Chayav Bishum Havara, because there was no Akira in Rishus HaRabim, and Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim after Dalet Amos. But you should be Chayav Mishum Holtzah at least. Eventually it landed in Rishus HaRabim, and you threw it from Rishus HaYochid. There was an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim. So according to the Rabbana, at least one you're Chayiv. Two you can't be Chayiv, according to the Rabbana, because they don't say Kluta. But one at least. Which tour? It went directly from Rishus.
It was higher than Asser?
Who said no? No, that tour you made up. That's Samara says, Mimai, who said, so we prove now that when Rabbi Yehuda said that you're chayiv two. Because if you only chayiv one, then when the Rabbanan say you're potter, it means you're potter from even one. How could you be potter from even one? Must be the Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv two, and the Rabbanan potter on the second one. The first one, you're chayiv. So he says, no, what's the proof? Mimai. Dilmala olamei malach Rabbi Yehuda chada hu de mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is only mechayiv you one. Right? For Hotzah, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. V'rabbonim pater legamri. And the Rabbon hold your pater completely. You're not chayiv, not on Hotzah, and not on Havora. V'hechi mashkachasla. So how could it be your pater completely? Kegon da'omar adenafkale l'Rishus HaRabim tanuach. Right? That the person said, I want it to stop immediately when it gets into Rishus HaRabim. I'm throwing this thing, and my kavana is that it should stop immediately in the beginning of Rishus HaRabim. That's my kavana. Okay, and if it goes farther than that, then lo is savid machshavto, and that's not called chiran chayiv chatos, not melechus machshavos. And b'hok ubahok mitzvgei. And so, what's the argument? He said that I wanted to stop immediately when it gets into Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbi Yehuda saw Ramrin include the kamishuncha. The savid alei machshavto. It did stop as soon as it got into Rishus HaRabim, because we say kluta. As soon as something comes into another rishus, it's like that rishus grabbed it, and it's like it stopped. So when did this stop? Right away, as soon as it got into Rishus HaRabim, exactly as you said. It didn't stop actually, but it stopped in an imaginary way. That's good enough. For Rabbanan Savri, lo amrin include to kamisha huncha. The lowest savid alei machshavto. And the Rabbanan hold, it never stopped where you wanted it to stop. Yeah, eventually it stopped in Rishus HaRabim, but not where you wanted it to stop, therefore it's yinach chayv chatos, not melechus machshavto. Okay. Avala told the Mokomav lo mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda. But what's it called? But I told the Mokomav, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda is not mechayiv. Shmuel says, lo sol kadaita, you can't hold that. Now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds only chayiv one, and the Rabbanan hold your chayiv nothing. Right? But you wouldn't be chayiv two according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though lechor you did two malachas according to Rabbi Yehuda. You were motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It stopped immediately as soon as it crossed the border, imaginary, kluta. Then it took off again. Imaginary, and landed 4 hours later. Two chiyuv, one because of motzi and one because of maver. But Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayiv one chatos because you're not chayiv betold of makomav. That's what we're saying now. And the Rabban hold you chayiv no chatos because it never stopped, even imaginary. And you wanted it to stop immediately as it got into Rishus HaRabim, and it didn't. So you're not chayiv any chatos.
What?
No, he wanted to be, he didn't want to be motzi just from Rishus HaYochid Sarabim. He wanted to be motzi from Rishus HaYochid, and it should land immediately when it gets into Rishus HaRabim. Not farther. What? Yeah, that's not where I wanted it to go. Right? The shortstop was standing right in the Rishus HaRabim, beginning of Rishus HaRabim. That's where I wanted it to land. And it landed, you know, over his head. What? No. He wanted to be motzi in a certain place in Rishus HaRabim. That's voice Avida Machshavto. That's, what? No, I wanted both things. He wanted both. He wanted to land here, and he wanted to go further. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both machshavas are isadi. Okay. Mora says, you can't say that. So now you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold your chayiv and hold of a mokamav. Because in order to be chayiv only one, l'maisi, you did two malachas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of kluta. You were motzi to Rishus HaRabim, and you also were maver daladamas from Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's only mechayiv one is only because he's not mechayiv atold of a makomav. So that can't be. The Tanya, I'll show you that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv atold of a makomav. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda mosif af hashovei v'hamedaktik. Rabbi Yehuda adds to the list of malachos of chatos. Now we think it means Rabbi Yehuda adds more chatos. He could be chayiv more chatos on Shabbos than 39. What are they? For shoveit and medaktik. Shovate is what's it called? Taking a stick, shave it, a stick, and when you have the loom set up, so you take this stick and you straighten out the vertical threads on the loom. The hamedaktik. Medaktik is when you start putting the horizontal threads on the loom, so you have to beat them down to make them flat so they don't bunch up. That's called medaktik. Amrulo, and the Rabbanan said no, you wouldn't be chayiv chatas for these things. Shoveit hariu b'chlal mesach. Shoveit is part of mesach. And medaktik hariu b'chlal orit. Shoveit is part of setting up the loom, which is an av. And medaktik is part of weaving. It's a weaving process, which is also an av. What does it seem? My lav. Ta'avdinu l'tarvayu b'hadei adadi. Where are they arguing? Where you did shoveit and medaktik together with oreg, and Mesach. Now we think that they're told us, and the machlokus is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though they're told us, you're chayiv another chatas for each one, right? Therefore you're chayiv on a told of a mokamav, and the Rabbanan hold, no, since they are told us of these avos, you're only chayiv one chatas. So you can't add more chatos. There's only 39. There can't be 41 chatos, because if you did shoveit, and according to this, shoveit and medaktik are lavdavka. It's just an example of toldas. Any tolda that you did, right? You'd be chayiv more. So Rabbi Yehuda is mosif an infinite amount of chatos. If you did millions of toldas of the same av, you're also chayiv chatos. Ushmamina, mechayiv hoy Rabbi Yehuda toldum makomav. From here we can deduce that Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv toldum makomav, right? So, and therefore, what we learned before, that when you throw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and it goes Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabim also, and you're Chayiv too, according to, you have to be Chayiv too, according to Yehuda. One for the Av and one for the Tolda. Rashi. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Shurabim, Va'over Da'alam Shurabim, Kodim Shetanuach. Dikatarte Hotsaw Uzrika Arba Amos. You have two things, Hotsaw and throwing Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Hachi Garcina, Viachas Yishum Havora, V'rabonim Patri Havora, Mishum Delo Svira Lehu Kluta, K'misha Huncha. V'tahavi K'mosha Huncha, Mishi Yotza V'Pesach, V'chazra V'nekra, V'nochala Sof Dalet, Aval Chayiv U'mishum Hotsaw. Now the way we're learning is, the Rabbanim would hold your potter on the Havora, because it never stopped in Rishus HaRabim. We don't say Kluta according to the Rabbanim. But the Maishi made an Akira for Rishus HaYochid, and eventually it stopped in Rishus HaRabim. So one, you're chayiv, according to the Rabbanan. And if Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv, and the Rabbanan say your potter, it means on the second one. The second one is, now that it went into Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like it stopped, and it started again, so your chayiv also, Mishum Zrika, with a Akira and Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan hold it didn't stop, and that if the only time it stopped is once in Rishus HaRabim at the end, that's the Hotsah. But Zrika, there's no Zrika in Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbanan say only Chayiv 1, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayiv 2. Mara says, no, talking where you said, I wanted to stop immediately in the beginning of Rishus HaRabim, And therefore, according to the Rabbanim, you chayiv nothing. Because lo yisavida mashavto. Yisavidle mashavto, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it did stop as soon as it got into Rishus HaRabim, right? But you're not chayiv two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're not chayiv told of a makamah, even though you did two malachas. Shenocha b'tziyosa miyad. Right? It did stop as soon as it got into Rishus HaRabim, imaginary-wise. Hilka chayiv mishum otzoh. Av mishum havor alo mechayiv. Ve'af agav dechoshiv leikamo shahuncha, ve'nekra, ve'huncha, mishum davi told of a makamah. But you wouldn't be chayiv mishum the zrika, even though you did a malacha, because it's told him, you wouldn't be chayiv another chattas. That's the main thing. Af hashoveit im shar ovos malachas. Right? Rabbi Yehuda includes shoveit together with the other ovos. Lohada moran, that we said, that what's it called, lekach nimnu shimason behelamechot chayiv akolachas viach. That you'd be chayiv a separate chattas for doing shoveit. Shoveit mecharker bekarker. It's this karker is this stick that you use to, what's it called, to straighten out the loom. Medakdek, la'achar shemosa chachut shel orev, after you put the horizontal thread through the loom, maka bekarka bebeiz the gimel makomos, you hit it with a stick also to flatten it out. The yesh mefarshim, some say medakdek means mashveho ariga, to straighten out the woven cloth, because sheyesh beis chutim kruchim zem zeh. Sometimes the when you weave, so the threads get wrapped around each other. Umuvdolim min ashar, and they separate from the rest. There's a hole in the garment. Mashva also bekarko b'machas. You take either a pin, a needle, or a stick. And you untwine them so they fills up the space. Umedakdek, we said this already, okay. My lav davdinu lekulu, shoveit umedakdek bahadish shar malachas. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda talking about the case where you did all 39 avos and you also did shoveit umedakdek? Daham mosif ktani, it says he adds more chatos. Umnesech v'oreg nimnu im ovos malachos. The elu toldoseim. Now the Gemara thinks that shoveit and medaktik are a told of oreg and mesech. And still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be chayiv more than 39 malachos, 39 chatos. Kiriktani shoveit bechlal mesech. So the maisa, how could you tell me, how could you explain this braisa that Rabbi Yehuda is only mechayiv one, because he's not mechayiv told of makomad. And the Rabbanan are chayiv nothing, because it didn't stop where you wanted it to stop. That would imply that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not chayiv a told of makomav. And here I just showed you that you're chayiv on shoveit and medaktik. If you did them with oreg and mesach, l'chor you're chayiv on what's it called, told of makomav. Where says, no, mimai. Who said? Dilma la'olam da'av da la'halechuda va'halechuda. He did each one separately. Right? V'Rabbi Yehuda told of makomav, lo mechayiv. Right? And it's not talking we did them together with oreg and mesach. Did them separately. So what's the machlokas? If you did it separately, everybody holds your chayav achatzis from a daktik and shovit. Ubehokim iflagei. Rabbi Yehuda sover honey ovos ninu. Rabbi Yehuda holds their ovos. And the way that some Rishonim learn, if you gave hasra in the name of shovit or medaktik, you're chayav. For Rabbanan savri honey told us ninu. And therefore, if you gave hasra as shovit or medaktik, you're not chayav. You have to give hasra told in the name of the av. You have to say oreg or mesach. Not shoveit or medaktik. Okay. And that's what it means. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev, because there are avos, and therefore what's it called? You give Hasra in their name. And the Rabbanan hold their toldos, and Hasra won't help in their name. Teda, diktani Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. I'll prove it to you. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, he adds. What is he adding? Right? E amris bishloma avos, my Mosif, Mosif avos. He adds more avos. You said there's 39 avos, I'm telling you there's more than 39 avos. And the Omer's told those my Mosif Itmar, my Mosif, right? But if you hold their told those, what is he adding, right? He's adding these two. He's not adding these two. He's just telling you that you can be chayav an infinite amount of chatos for told those. He's not Mosif these two things. Mosif means he's adding onto the list of avos these two things specifically. Then it makes sense to say Mosif. Rashi. My Mosif hare lo nimnu elo avos. Not most of anything. You can't add something to a list if it's not similar to the list itself. We didn't mention toldos. You can't add toldos to a list of avos. Okay, now the Gemara says, Itmar nami, Rav of Rav Yosef, Tamrei Tarvayu, lo chayev, Rav Yehuda ela achas. Rav Yehuda taka holds that you're not chayev the toldos of makomav, and therefore in the case where you threw something from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim. And it also went for Amos and Rishus Harabim, right? Since he holds Kluta, and the cases where the person said, I wanted to stop immediately when it gets into Rishus Harabim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it did that, imaginary, Kluta. And then even though it imaginary took off again and came to rest four Amos later, so there's two Malachas, but since one's an Av and one's a Tol, you only chayiv one. The Rabbanan hold you chayiv nothing, because it never stopped when it got into Rishus Harabim, because they don't hold up Kluta. Okay, Omer le Ravina le Ravashi, Ulamai de Solik Adaitin Mikora, that which you thought in the beginning, the Mechayiv Hoy Rebbe Shtayim, that Rebbe was Mechayiv too, right, how could that be? Manavshah, wherever you wanted it to stop, right, it only stopped in one of those places. I lahacha kovale, right, lahacha lo kovile, kaboile, va, right, if you wanted it to stop immediately when it came to Shikarabim, right, then it lamaisa, and that's considered like that, then fine. But then when it went on again, you didn't want it to stop the other place. So if you have to want it to stop where it stopped, one of the places is not, you shouldn't be chayiv for. How could you possibly have thought that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv shtayim? Ilahacha kiboyel, ilahacha lo kiboyel. Right? If you wanted to stop 4 hours later, then what's it called? Then you didn't want it to stop in the beginning. Okay? Omerlei. But Omer kol makom shatir tzatanuach. We don't care. Wherever it stops is fine with me. So if it stops here, then it stops there. Both of them are. There's no machshava specifically that I wanted to stop in any specific place. And therefore, wherever it stopped, I'm chayiv. So it stopped twice, I'm chayiv twice. It stopped when it went into the Rishus Haravid. It picked up again and carried. All that is part of my machshava, right? I just wanna throw it, right? I don't care where it lands up. Therefore, there's no specific machshava, therefore it's melechus machsheves. Rashi. In other words, in order to be melechus machsheves, you don't have to have a specific destination. But in order to be melechus machsheves, if you did have a specific destination, it has to land at that destination. That's it. Rashi. Ulmai desolik adaite, nohi nomi, de mechayev, atol de bemokamav, hocha lav tarte ika. The maise still can't be too chiyuvim. If you wanted it to land after 4 hours in Rishus Harabim, hachalom mechayiv havaris dalid, the lo over mitchilas dalid l'sof dalid Rishus Harabim, right? Because kluta kamishulta, it's like it stopped over here, right? Ela hatzah lechudei hu de mechayiv v'otzah rika hu da'ovid, right? He made one long hotzah. If that's where he wanted it to land, right? Then he's only chayiv on the what's it called on the hotzah, because in the end that's where it landed. But I didn't want it to land when it first got into Rishus Harabim, so for that I'm not going to be chayiv, and Memela I can't be chayiv for the Havara, because that Akira was in a place I didn't want it to land altogether. The Ilahacha, Eitzel Hayitzia Kaboy Leidit Tanoach, I wanted it to land immediately when it came into Rishus Harabim, so fine, then Kluta says it landed there. But then I didn't want it to continue on, so I shouldn't be chayiv on Havara. Well, the Sof Dalet Lo Boy Leidit Tanoach, Velesel Izrika Dalet. So whichever way, one of them you're not going to be chayiv on. Where did you want it to end up? Wherever that is, that's the one you'll be chayiv on. Mar says, "Be'omer kol makom shetir tzatanuach." The kivan lo ichpas lei, since he doesn't care where it lands, havi lekiu machshav le'tavayu. Then if it landed twice, that's also part of his machshava. Doesn't make a difference, right? But if he had a specific destination, he's only chayiv when it got to that specific destination. If it never got to that destination, he's not chayiv b'chlal. Okay. Let's go on. Pshita niskaven lizrok shmona v'zorek arba. More so like this. It's simple, it's obvious, that if you intended to throw something 8 amas, and it only went 4 amas, that you're chayiv. Why? Hari Kosef, Shemi Shimon. It's the same thing. You intended to write the name Shimon, and you wrote 2 letters, Shem, right? So you're chayiv, even though your intention was to write the whole name. But Lamaisa, part of that intention was to write Shimon, Shem, right? And even though Shem is with a mem sofis, and Shimon is with an open mem, later on the Gemara explains that there's, you yotze both things, the mem sofis, the open mem, are all the same thing. So same thing over here. I intended to throw 8 amas. But to throw 8 amas, I have to throw 4 amas. So as soon as it landed in 4 amas, that was part of my machshava. 4 is part of 8. That's what the Gemara thinks now, at least. Niskaven lizok arba v'zorek shmona mahu. Right? What if I intended to throw only 4? and it went eight. What's the halacha? Me amrin and ha'afik, right? The ma'aseh did go four. It didn't stop at four, but it went four. I intended to throw four amas, and I did throw four amas with another four extra. Oh, Dilma, heched the boy, halonach. It didn't land where I wanted it to. I wanted it to land after four amas. It landed after eight amas, even though it went four amas, but it didn't land where I wanted it to land. Gemara says, v'lav hainu d'omer le ravina l'rvashi, v'omer le ba'omer komokam shetir tzatanuach. That's what we just learned. That unless he said, wherever it lands is fine, right, you're not, what's it called, you're not chayit. It has to land where you wanted it to land. And therefore, if you had a specific thing, I want it to go four amas, and not eight amas, right? And if it landed eight amas, even though the mice had went for him, it didn't land where you wanted it to land, you're not chayit. I the ka'omras, And now, so that would be the case then. Then if you wanted to throw eight amas and it landed four amas, you also shouldn't be chayiv. It didn't land where you wanted to land. Right? Ah, with the ka'amras, sorry, cost of shem yishim, and you wanted to compare it to where you wrote shin mem, and your intention was to write the whole name shimon, midoni, there's no comparison. Hasam kamad lo cost of shem lo michtav leshimon. In order to write the name Shimon, you have to write the word shame. So it's impossible that you shouldn't have kavana for these two letters in addition to the other three. So as soon as you wrote these two, you're chai. You did a malach. Over here, hacha kamad lo zorik arbalom is darki leitimne. Right? If it doesn't, what's it called, doesn't go four, it won't go eight, meaning, since over here, it's two separate things. It's not just how much ground it covers. It's where it landed. So you don't have to have something land in four to be able to land in eight. I want it to land in eight. That doesn't include landing in four. That includes traversing four, but traversing four is not the malacha. The malacha is a hanocha at four. So you don't need a hanocha at four to have a hanocha at eight. You don't need this malacha to do this malacha. Because without the hanocha, there's no malacha. So you may need it to cover four amas to be able to get to eight, but you don't need to be chayiv for four amas before you're chayiv for eight amas. Here, you're chayiv for two letters before you write the other ones. That's two different things. Rashi. Hari kosef shemi shimon, desnan lekamon perikabone, the chayiv bebeis osios, you're chayiv, as soon as you write the first two letters that make a word, the afal pishin is skavin lemaloch, even though you intended to write shimon, but you're right, you intended also to write shem. The lav hainu devoy minei, ba'omer le ba'omer, holo omer hachi, lo mechayiv, ela imkein nocha b'mokom machshavto. From what we learned here, you're only chayiv if it landed where you wanted it to land. Hachi nami b'tarvayu mifter. Therefore, you're potter on both of them. If you intended to throw four and it went eight, it didn't land where you wanted. If you intended to throw eight and it landed at four, you also didn't land where you intended. Lo shon eskavin lizrok shmona v'zorek arba, lo shon lizrok arba v'zorek shmona, potter. You said that you wanted to compare it to the case where you intended to write the big word Shimon, and you only wrote two letters, and you're chayiv over there. Here's the same thing. I intended to throw eight. I only threw four. I should be chayiv. Then Avniskav and Lizrok Shimon of Azor Dalit, the Pshitele Lechiuva, Komosit, Midomi, Hosum Kol Kamad Lo Kosov Shem, Lo Michtev Shimon. If you didn't write those two letters Shem, you could never write Shimon. You can't write Shimon unless you write Shem first. So when you had kavana to write Shimon, you also had kavana to write Shem. So that's your machshava. Hilka ki kosov Shem b'kavana kaste. You intended to write Shem. You didn't intend to only write that, but you intended to write that too. The ha'avad le'malacha di'e Shem adam b'beis osios halal. Right? There's a name of a person. Masav Rashi. It's not enough just to be a word. It has to be the kind of word that you... I wanted to write a name of a person, Shema. Shem is also the name of a person. Right? Shem Chom and Yothis. But if it would be that there would be some other word, right? I wanted to write, I don't know, what? Ruvain, and you wrote Ra'ah, or Ra'u, right? Then maybe not. Okay. When we get to that, so you will see. But that's the mashma from this Rashi. Ha'kol kamad lo zorik dalet, shetanuach l'sof dalet, lo mizdarek le'timya, bitmiya. Here it's not the same thing. Here, true, it has to go four amas before it'll go eight amas. But you don't have to mechayev on carrying four amas, or throwing four amas before you're chayiv on throwing eight amas, because in order to be chayiv on throwing four amas, I had to land at four amas. Here, it doesn't have to land at four amas to be able to land at eight amas. Therefore, when it stopped at four, that's not what you wanted to do. You wanted it to stop at eight. That was the malach. ולא דומי לשם משימון. לא שנה אחר, הוכי גרסינן. הוא אמר, מה, היי כוס השם משימון, מי דומי? והיא, same thing. The Gemara now asked on it and answered it, or the Gemara said, and I, what you said before, this is the answer to that.